following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Welcome back to POV My Top 10. In this week's episode, I will be interviewing a close friend of mine. He'll be going by the name Alex for personal reasons. We are going to be talking about traveling today. I mentioned in episode 2 about the top 10 travel destinations that I wanted to go to in the future. So I'll be asking Alex about his travel experiences since he's been to quite a few places. So Alex, how many countries have you traveled to and which one would you like to visit again?
Oh yeah, I've been to tons of different countries, especially in Europe and Asia. To be honest, I can't remember how many countries I've been to. We drove through Europe, we passed through a couple countries that those small European countries that didn't make plans for, so. But one place I would like to go back is Croatia. Especially the town of Dubrovnik.
And why is that a place you want to visit again?
The main reason is the first time I've been there, we only had a one-day stay, so I didn't get to explore the city thoroughly, but it was a beautiful seaside town with a 15th century castle. Yeah, if I get the chance, I'd love to visit it again.
I see. So since that's your favorite place that you want to visit again, what is a place that you don't want to visit again?
Hands down, Paris. Easily one of the worst cities in Europe I've been to. I picked it because I think it's a famous city. A lot of people want to go there, but heed my words, do not go. Food expensive, travel is expensive, traffic everywhere throughout the city, and most of the famous icons are a little bit underwhelming, to be honest.
If you could choose one place to travel to for the rest of your life, where would you go?
I would pick Alaska.
Why is that?
It was such a peaceful time that I had when I went there. It was like a week of camping trip. I really got in touch with nature, got away with the bustling cities and people, and got to spend time with myself and my thoughts and my family.
I see.
So if I could settle down somewhere, I'll pick Alaska.
And did you have any favorite memories of Alaska besides the quietness and peacefulness?
It was amazing how cold the place could get and how you have like 5 hours or less of sunlight. We went there in the fall, so it wasn't even the shortest daylight times.
And what is your favorite method of traveling and why?
My favorite method of traveling is cruise ships.
Why?
Maybe I just had such a good experience by traveling on a cruise ship throughout Europe once. And it's amazing. You get the amenity of like not moving hotel to hotel. You're not exhausted from like riding a train or a plane. And you get to visit tons of different places. And a pretty much luxury hotel on the ocean.
Where would you take your next cruise ship trip to?
Last time my cruise ship went throughout Europe, so this time I'm thinking, if I could, maybe South America, Southern America? That'd be nice.
And since you've traveled so much, do you think you have any travel tips based on your past experiences?
Yes. So, number one, you gotta research where you want to go. And not for the visiting purpose, but for crying purpose. Because me and my family and some family friend went to Spain. And then within 2 seconds, right after we got off the train, one of our family friends got her purse pickpocket and she lost her passport. So, and then that was a big mess because you can't get back to the United States without her passport. You have to go to the local US embassy and sort a lot of things out. So make sure you do your research and be careful of crimes out there when you're traveling.
Okay, and what has been your worst travel experience?
Well, it was my trip to Paris, hence why I never wanted to go back there.
Why was it your worst travel experience?
I'm glad you asked. So, Paris has one of the worst airs ever for a major European city. I say it was comparable to LA. And the street is extremely dirty. There are homeless, garbage, everywhere. The floor is sticky. And since the summertime is so hot, this unbearable garbage smell just reeps through the whole city center. Plus, if you want a McDonald's there, it costs $24 for a burger.
Wow, that seems a lot for a burger.
From McDonald's.
From McDonald's too. Do you have any favorite airlines that you like to travel with?
Currently, the best airline that I have, the best experience, would be JAL, Japan Airline or Japanese Airline. Mainly because their food, the onboard plane, is terrific. It was the best airplane we ever had. United got nothing on them.
I see. I would definitely have to check that out when I travel to Japan, since it's on my list. And another question for you, would you ever travel solo?
Yes, I would love to travel solo. I actually traveled solo a few times, just for a little bit, and then met up with family members throughout the trip. But that was a good experience. You do get a little bit nervous while by yourself, but I think everyone should try soloing a trip sometime in their life.
Do you have any upcoming plans on traveling solo anytime soon?
Currently, no. Due to unspecified reasons, no plans to travel anytime soon.
Okay. And would you rather travel to a busy city or Tropical Island, and why?
Well, Tropical Island anytime over a busy city. Because it's a beach. You get the beach. Beach is nice. I like the beach.
What do you like about traveling at the beach? Do you like swimming and other sports?
Swimming. I would like to try surfing sometime. And of course, you could also go scuba diving, fishing. And overall, the ocean is pretty to just look at. Better than concrete skyscrapers. But I guess you could get that at beach cities too.
Yeah. And what place would you recommend everyone to travel to at least once in their life?
Well, I would recommend everybody try out Japan once. No matter where you go, anywhere in Japan, because the hospitality and the culture is way different from anywhere else in the world.
I see. I would also like to travel to Japan because that's on my list. And do you prefer to travel to famous and popular destinations or destinations that you somehow come across on your own or places that have been least traveled to?
I definitely prefer some hidden spots rather than tourist traps. Without saying tourist traps, you have lots of people, things are more expensive, it's more crowded and not that good of experience from my travel experience. But some hidden gems around really helps you feel what it's like or the life is around the area that you're traveling to. And it just opens your eyes up.
Do you have any favorite foreign cuisines from places that you visited?
Yes, I do have a few foreign cuisines. Well, without saying, I like sushi from Japan. It was amazing. Also, although I did say I did not like Paris, but their food and their food expensive, but the escargot there was quite something else. Nothing like the ones you can get in US or something. Another dish I would recommend everyone would be, I forgot the name, it's a big pork feet you could get in Germany. It was huge, it was flavorful, it was tender, it was juicy. think if you ever go, anyone ever go to Germany, they should try to find it. It's a traditional dish, so it shouldn't be hard to find.
I see. And I know that you weren't born in America, but what is the best place to visit in your own country from your birthplace?
Oh yeah, to be honest, I didn't really travel China too much, so I can't really say too much, but in my hometown, Guangzhou, pretty nice.
What would you recommend doing in Guangzhou or things to eat?
The only thing I can recommend is to eat the street food, since there isn't much tourist attractions. We have a river, we have a city, and that's about it. For the food, like the late night street food, or even some of the fancier restaurants, they all offer tons of different varieties.
That's good.
You will not be disappointed.
So, if there was anywhere you could be in the world right now, where would you be and why?
I wish I was on a cruise ship. And why? As I said earlier, it's my favorite form of transportation. Even during the day, you get to visit a new place. Every time you open your eyes, you're at a new port, new island, new country. And then every time before you go to sleep, you get to be in the middle of the ocean. You see all the stars. You see the gigantic cruise ship steadily cruising through the ocean. You have good fancy dinners, you have fast food, you have pools, you have bars. It'll depend on what country you go to. You could drink when you're under 21. But if I can, I'd like to go back on a cruise ship right now.
Where do you think that cruise ship would be heading to?
It will definitely be heading to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, sounds fun. And I know you like cruise ships so much. Do you have any stories of your cruise ship memories?
It wasn't a fun story, but one group off the boat tour, their tour guide messed up the schedule. So a whole bus of like 20 to 30 people did not make it back onto the ship on time. And you could just see all the important people on the ship got panicked and had to send out different boats to pick them up and everything. So that's funny. Another side of the story would be, I went on a cruise ship in COVID. So the capacity for the ship is 3,000 people, 3,000 passengers. But there was only around 800-ish passengers that boarded, and there was over 900 staffs. So every passenger was treated to like just next level customer service and like hospitality by the staffs, because they could focus their attention on you.
I see.
And one last story. Since there's nobody on the ship and the ship is a all you can eat restaurant, I went back to the restaurant every day, three dinners. Steak, lobster, everything.
Three dinners? So much.
Yes. I would go there the second they open at 5. I would go again around 7-ish. I would go right before they close. So the staff at the front desk would normally ask for your room number, but since I've gone there so much, she knows me, and during the cruise, I didn't even need to give her my room number anymore. She would just, oh, you're back. Just take me to your seat, to the seat.
Did any of the staff members know you by name?
All of them do.
Wow, what a personal experience.
Yes, I still talk to some of the members of the ship right now through Line or WhatsApp.
Wow, what do you guys connect on?
Drinking.
Would you ever want to go back and have their food or have them serve you again?
Yes, I would love to. That's why I picked this where I wish I could be right now.
I see. Well, thank you for joining me on this podcast. I really had fun interviewing you about your personal experiences on traveling.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
All right. Join me next week as I'm going to be ending off my podcast with my last episode next weekend.